The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The words of Jesus really sum up the purpose of our lives. "We have given up everything and followed you." The purpose of our life is to follow Christ, because Christ is the only one who can lead us to eternal life. But the key word is to follow, not to lead. A lot of times we spend all our life as Catholics, as Christians, wanting to lead the Lord to where we want to go and never come to follow him. There's a big difference between following and leading. We call to be followers, to be disciples. That's what a disciple is, a one who follows his teacher. But also as a followers, at one point we should become leaders to lead others to Christ, but not to lead Christ. Are you a follower, or you're trying to lead Christ to what you want and to where you want to go? That's the purpose of Lent. It's to help us to refocus. It's an intensive period of 40 days to help us to reflect, to check how are we progressing in being followers, in being disciples of Jesus Christ. In what areas I am a follower, but in what areas I'm still resisting to give up my will so I can follow the will of God. What obstacles I'm putting in my way to follow Jesus along the way to eternal salvation. And part of becoming a follower of Jesus means giving up sacrifice. Like Peter said, we have to sacrifice. We have to sacrifice our own will if we want to do God's will. And it's not easy. We think we know better. We want, you know, the immediate gain. We don't think about like eternal life. But Jesus wants us to have eternal life. That's the most precious thing he can offer us. But even in today's Gospels, he says he will bless us in this world. Anything we give up, he will bless and give it back to us much, much more, but maybe in different ways. But part of following Christ, or why we don't follow Christ, is because we are afraid of what we want to give up. And that's why the practices of Lent, as we will hear tomorrow on Ash Wednesday, as we begin this Lenten season, is fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. The fasting is our willingness to give up. To give up those things that really prevent us from becoming better disciples. It's not about giving up coffee or candy or chocolate. I mean, that's good if it's going to help us to have better control of our desires so we can give up bigger things. But no one will be denied heaven because they ate candy or chocolate or drank coffee. What is it that we're really not willing to give up? And I think one of the most precious things these days is time. Are we willing to give up some of our time from doing other things so we can spend in prayer? in the type of prayer where we don't only talk to God, but also we listen to God. Maybe that's one thing you can look for your Lenten journey this year. How can I be a better listener? And not necessarily with God. Are you a good listener in general? Maybe with your spouse, with your family, with your coworkers, with your neighbors? I think as a world today, we need to listen more rather than talk. And when we listen to Jesus, Jesus will always lead us to service, to serve others. And that's where the almsgiving comes in. Are we growing in our service? How are we serving? How are we serving God, our neighbor, our community? Are we giving time to serve in our parish family so we can build the kingdom of God and move forward and be a light to all the nations? That's what Lent is all about. It's not about doing frivolous things. So, yeah, you know, Jesus went to the desert, so I'm going to give up something I like. Then after 40 days, I'm going to go back to it. When Jesus came out of the desert, he didn't go back to being a carpenter at Nazareth. He listened to God and said yes to become his prophet, his teacher, to take on his mission as the Son of God and save the world.